support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama is set to talk about the nation's financial challenges from the East Room of the White House at this hour. It's his first post-reelection statement. In the weeks ahead, in order to avert a fiscal catastrophe, Congress and the White House will attempt to reach a compromise plan that will not include across-the-board tax hikes and spending cuts. As NPR's Tamara Keith tells us, Speaker of the House John Boehner is signaling today there are serious philosophical differences to be resolved.
Both President Obama and Speaker Boehner can argue they have a mandate from the American people. The president ran on the idea of raising taxes on the wealthy to help take a bite out of the deficit, and exit polls show voters favor that policy. But Speaker Boehner points to the majority in the House Republicans maintained and says the economy and jobs were the top issue in the election.
Everyone wants to get our economy moving again. Everyone wants to get more Americans back to work again. Raising tax rates will slow down our ability to create the jobs that everyone says they want.
Boehner wants to lower tax rates and broaden the base by eliminating tax loopholes and some deductions. Democrats argue there just aren't enough loopholes. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
Wall Street is coming off its worst two-day slide in a year after the president's re-election. The Dow fell 434 points over the course of 2 days, with investors not only worried about the Eurozone but also the fiscal cliff. The Dow is now up 67 points. President Obama will make history in less than 2 weeks with an official visit to Myanmar, also known as Burma. The world's attention has been drawn to the South Asian nation as it has shifted from oppressive military rule to democracy. The president's trip to the region will also include visits to Thailand and Cambodia. In New York City and on Long Island, drivers turned out before dawn to line up for gasoline rations. In the aftermath of Sandy, power outages and supply interruptions have left only a quarter of New York City's gas stations open. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
New Jersey is already on an even-odd gas rationing system. Now, New York City, Nassau, and Suffolk counties will be on a similar plan. Mayor Mike Bloomberg says only 25% of New York City's gas stations are open. Drivers are still facing long lines, and it appears the shortages will continue for a few weeks.
We have to do something, and this is something that is practical and enforceable and understandable.
Drivers can buy gas on even or odd days based on the last number or symbol on their license plates. Damage from Sandy blocked New York Harbor, damaged refineries, and has wreaked havoc with the fuel delivery system in the region. And long lines have led to frayed tempers and some hoarding of gasoline. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 67 points, the Nasdaq up 31. This is NPR News. New York officials say several state-chartered banks have agreed to temporarily waive various customer fees and penalties for individuals affected by Sandy. The institutions include M&T Bank, Apple Savings, Dime Savings Bank, Emigrant Savings Bank, and New York Community Bank. Among the fees waived are ATM charges and penalties for early savings withdrawals for disaster-related needs. A relatively new generation of cleric is now the Archbishop of Canterbury. At the helm of the Anglican Church, 56-year-old former oil industry executive Justin Welby. He's currently the Anglican Bishop of Durham. And as NPR's Philip Reeves tells us, the challenges will be many.
This is a post with roots that stretch back many hundreds of years, yet it doesn't get any easier over time. The current Archbishop, Rowan Williams, who's leaving to take up an academic position, says it requires the constitution of an ox and the hide of a rhino. This was Welby's reaction when the call came in saying he had got the job.
My initial reaction was, oh no. Overwhelmed and surprised by it.
The nearly 80 million worldwide Anglican Communion is deeply divided over some core issues, including same-sex marriage and female bishops. Welby's thought to lean towards traditionalism, but he has a reputation also of being good at conflict resolution. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
A JetBlue Airways pilot who last spring disrupted a flight by running through the plane yelling about terrorists now free. A federal judge in Texas chose not to commit Clayton Osbon to a mental institution. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from America's Natural Gas Alliance, representing the natural gas industry and supporting nearly 3 million jobs across the country. ANGA.US.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for the rest of the hour. And, of course, coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and the program American Roots. And at 3 o'clock, that will be followed with Roger Cash's program Freetown Radio. We ended the last hour, went into the news time with a piece called Sad Hours by Little Walter. Little Walter was born in Marksville, Louisiana back in 1930. In the 1940s, he found himself in Chicago and ended up being on a lot of Muddy Waters' early Chess recordings and became quite a star and arguably the most important blues harmonica player of the post-World War II period, probably since then the most influential. We're going to start off this hour, too, with Little Walter. We're going to go back to 1955 and listen to Little Walter on blues harp and vocals with one of his own compositions, a number called Hate to See You Go.
Gone and left me here to cry. Mother's eye. Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gone away, leave you. You just don't know. Heard some bad talk. Something that you said. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know.
Caught the kingfish, skinned him and my back. She know Dirty Red Love is fishing, but I asked him would he kindly throw him back. Well, now that Fanny Rooster, he don't come around like he used to. That kingfish made a healthy snack. Red Rooster caught the kingfish.
Ian Siegel and his Mississippi Blood, Mud Blood, from a disc called Candy Store, a brand new release. Ian Siegel and his band doing a number called Kingfish. Before we heard Siegel from his new release, we heard Little Walter from 1955. Little Walter on blues, harp, and vocals doing I Hate to See You Go. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to a gentleman who was Little Walter's boss for a while, Muddy Waters. We're going to go back to 1981, November of that year. Listen to a very recent release, CD and DVD called Checkerboard Lounge, Live Chicago. Chicago, 1981. Muddy Waters Band and the Rolling Stones on this next track featured will be Muddy Waters' two guitarists, John Primer, and also on this this next track, Lefty Diz, who you don't hear that much about these days, and also Ian Wood. Ron Wood, Keith Richards, also on guitar. Very, very interesting DVD and CD. Here they are doing a Muddy Waters composition called Clouds in My Heart. Again, Muddy Waters Band along with the Rolling Stones.
Gonna rain. Check up on my baby. Don't you hear how the thunder roars? myself. Can't you see how the wind is blowing? Look out, kid.
In My Heart, once again, the Muddy Waters Band, along with elements of the band Room Full of Blues. They were on an American tour at the time and had just gotten in Chicago from November of 1981. That was a number called Clouds in My Heart. And again, the CD-DVD set is entitled Checkerboard Lounge, Live Chicago, 1981. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Back in the late 1940s, Muddy Waters introduced Robert Nighthawk to the Chess Brothers, who then owned Aristocrat Records, which was shortly to change its name to Chess Records. Here is Robert Nighthawk from 1951 with a number called Crying Won't Help You.
What you said, darling, no matter what you do, the way you've been treating me, darling, is coming back home to you, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so what you said, darling, no matter where you go, just remember, darling, you gotta reap just what you sow, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, because you've been so mean to me. Understand, I'm going away to leave you. Let you do the best you can, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me.
She changed my mind. I want some wine and take her time. I know you is kind of slick, but I'm hipper to this melody. Sit down and think. I can't get a drink. Let her have her way. She know what to say. I know she is kind of slick, but I'm hipper to this melody. I got a way. Been blowing gauge. Don't know what to say. Can't have my way. I know she is kind of slick, but I'm hipper to this little melody. All right, John. Big Bill. my doors. Say you didn't want me no more. You love Mr. So-and-so. I know you was kind of slick, but I've got a hip to this melody. I don't know when. Come back to your house again. Give me my change. Running around with this man. I know you was kind of slick, but I've got a hip to this melody. I got it myself, John.
From March of 1947, that was John Lee Williamson on the blues harp and vocals, better known as Sonny Boy Williamson the First. Sonny Boy along with Big Bill Brunzy on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Blind John Davis on piano, a number called Mellow Chick Swing. Before hearing Sonny Boy Williamson the First and his band, we heard Robert Nighthawk. We heard Robert Nighthawk from 1951 doing a number called Crying Won't Help You. Nighthawk had first recorded back in 1937, May of 1937, along with Sonny Boy Williamson the First and also Big Joe Williams. And we heard on this track Big Bill Brunzy on guitar. We're going to turn next to Big Bill as a featured artist. Back in the 1930s and early 40s, he participated on numerous tracks behind other musicians, also cutting a lot of material on his own. He had hit Chicago back in the 1920s. He had been originally from Arkansas, served with the Allied Expeditionary Force in France during World War One, ended up becoming a Pullman porter for a while before settling in Chicago. Wonderful guitarist and singer. We're going to listen to Big Bill from 1940, and it's believed that Memphis Slim is on piano on this next number. Big Bill Brunzy with Getting Older Every Day.
You say you're getting old, a lot older every day. You say you're getting old, yeah, you say you're getting old every day. You shouldn't feel that way. Now when you get so old, you can't work out no meal. Yeah, when you get so old, that boy, you can't work out a meal. You make no dates, ooh, Lord, buddy, that you can't feel. Now, if your luck don't change, boy, don't you be sad. Yeah, if your luck don't change, now, buddy, don't you be sad. To take the good now with the bad. Now when you get old and your good girl don't want you around, ooh, Lord, when you get old and your good girl don't want you around, commission, ooh, boy, I declare you a poor house bound. Now don't laugh, buddy, loud and nobody's downfall. Ooh, no, don't laugh, buddy, I mean it, nobody's downfall. Because if your woman would check up on you, Lord, she'd put another mule in your stall. I got a letter, came to me by mail. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I went down to the station just to meet a train. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope she ain't got any mane. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, it feels so good till it feel like balling jack. Will feel like a jacker with a genie way behind those hills. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I love my whiskey, crazy about my Gordon gin. When I get high, you know what I feel like, floating around in the wind. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, it feels so good that I feel like balling jack.
How y'all doing out there?
From 2004, that was Warner Williams on guitar and vocals with Jay Sommerauer on guitar from a disc called Blues Highway, produced by Nick Spitzer. Music recorded at the Smithsonian. And that, of course, a tune called I Feel So Good. That was a number that was first recorded by Big Bill Brunsey in 1941. And before hearing Warner Williams, we heard Big Bill Brunsey from 1940. Big Bill on guitar and vocals with a number called Getting Older Every Day. We have blues next. We're going to switch from that sort of Chicago style of, Warner Williams was Piedmont. Big Bill was Chicago style. What do we call that? It was sort of an urban blues format, the Bluebird blues sound. They called it the Bluebird sound of Chicago guitar at the time. We're going to turn next, though, to Piedmont style guitar from one of the most respected of the Piedmont artists, Blind Willie McTell. We've got some early McTell here coming up next from 1927. Sort of a Langris number by McTell, a number called Mama Tain't Long for Day.
Wake up, Mama. Don't you sleep so hard. Wake up, Mama, don't you sleep so hard. For it's these old fools walking all over your yard. I've got these blues, reasons I'm not satisfied. I got these blues, I'm not satisfied. That's the reason why I stole away and cried. Blues grab me in midnight, then turn me loose till day. Blues grab me in midnight, then turn me loose till day. I didn't have no mama to dry these blues away. I big star falling, mama ain't long for day. The big star falling, mama ain't long for day. Maybe the sunshine will dry these blues away. Come here quick. Come on, Mom. You know I got you.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Never got that love back in return. You got to love me, baby, in return. Now, what if I go out on the town? That don't mean I have to be running all around. 'Cause if I didn't love you, baby, I wouldn't have you my life. Love me, oh, love me. You got to love me, you got to love me, baby, in return. Me down, 'cause you gotta love me, baby, love me right, love me, oh, love me. You got to love me, you got to love me, baby, in return.
Lavelle White recorded for Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas back in 2003. The disc is called Into the Mystic. Name of that number, Love in Return. Steve James on guitar behind Lavelle White on that track. Before hearing Lavelle White, we heard Blind Willie McTell from 1927 doing a play some great slide guitar and doing a number called Mama Taint Long for Day. You think with all the what they call floating verses in blues, recurring verses in various songs by various artists, no one else I've ever heard has used that line. Big stars falling, Mama Taint Long for Day. Need a little sunshine, drive them blues away. Blues next from Robin McKell from her 2010 release, Mess Around. Here's Robin here on the Blues Box with a rendition of Never Make a Move Too Soon.
Where I am,
We'll be right back.
An encore track from Lavelle White's disc Into the Mystic, again, that from Antone's Records back in 2003. On this number, Austin, Texas blues man Derek O'Brien did the guitar work. And before we heard Lavelle White, we heard Robin McKell here on KRVS from her disc Mess Around. Again, that one came out in 2010. And she did a rendition of Never Make Your Move Too Soon. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to venture back to someone else that has a Texas roots, but back to 1973 and a recording done in Paris, France at the time. We're talking about Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Here is Gate with My Time is Expensive.
Expensive, baby, and I'm trying to make it last. My time is expensive, baby, and I'm trying to make it last. So if we're going to get together, do it fast. Listen to me, girl. You are a married woman, and I have a family too. You are a married woman, and I waste too much time, darling, 'cause I can find other things to do. Bet your bottom dollar. A hard, hard working man. My time is expensive, woman, 'cause I'm such a hard, hard working man. Understand this, girl. You have a good, good job, pretty baby. So please, please try to understand.
Clarence Gatemouth Brown, again from 1973, recorded in Paris, France, and from the album Pressure Cooker, My Time's Expensive. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and also invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming away in a few minutes on American Roots and then at 3 o'clock with Freetown Radio. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thanks for supporting Public Radio here in Acadiana, and if you're not supporting it and want to, check us out on the web, krvs.org, and pledge securely online. Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines to take us on up to the top of the hour, and music from American Roots with a tribute to Tampa Red. Have a great weekend.